If that sound is familiar to you, it's from the Motorcycle Diaries, from the theme by Gustavo Santaolalla, and it's called Dushuaia a la Quiacha, I think it might be, Quiacha. Anyway, it's to just introduce Kristen Henney, our global nomadic reporter who was recently in South America. We heard from her about Buenos Aires a few weeks ago, but she's also visited Ushuaia at the very bottom of Argentina, a place people usually go to step off for Antarctic voyages, but not Kristen. Ushuaia was the destination, as she explained to me.
Okay, so we're recording. I've got Kristen Henning on the line. Kristen is US born, and with her husband Tom, she moves around the world, a bit of a global nomad. Welcome back to the show, Kristen. Where have you been this time?
Thank you very much. I spent the last month, the month of October, in Argentina.
Yes, well, we did the Buenos Aires story just last week, actually. So you've obviously gone somewhere else.
Since then, or in Argentina, we really had a great time because it was top to bottom. And I think today we'll talk about Ushuaia, which is the southernmost city in the world. Australia can't make any arguments with that, I don't think.
No, I don't think we can.
Neither can New Zealand.
Yeah, funnily enough, New Zealand. Most of New Zealand, I think, is north of Australia. I could be wrong there, but
you know,
I think
this
it is.
That's a good question. I was just looking at an atlas, and I always thought New Zealand was northeast of Australia, but it's really southeast.
No, it's southeast, but whether it's actually, or maybe the South Island is below Australia.
Oh, I'm quite sure it is, yes.
Below Tasmania, maybe. I don't know. We sometimes even forget about Tasmania, which is a terrible admission, but, you know, it sort of happens, and there you go. So Ushuaia, I know of Ushuaia only in that it seems to be a stepping-off point for those going to Antarctica. Now, I don't think you went to Antarctica, so what was your interest in Ushuaia otherwise?
No, we didn't. We went to Ushuaia as a destination, and I was so thrilled to do that because we really... I'm going to move this mic. I had always thought of it as a jumping off point for Antarctica too, but it's a fabulous destination on its own. I really enjoyed our time there because you get to know just Ushuaia, the town, which is 70,000 people, but the surrounding areas, which is in the area of Tierra del Fuego. So really when you're visiting Ushuaia, if you want to get out and do winter sports or hiking or any of that, you're going to be covering some ground in Tierra del Fuego.
Right.
And Tierra del Fuego refers to that island at the bottom of Argentina, which is really kind of a triangular-shaped island divided vertically. The east is Argentina, and the west is Chile. Are standing in Ushuaia, as a matter of fact. You're right on the Beagle Channel, and Ushuaia faces south across the channel, so you're just... The whole world seems to be this vast space south even of Ushuaia, the southernmost city in the world. It's
right.
Pretty spectacular scenery.
And I imagine it's a pretty busy port.
It is. Being there in October, which was early spring, it was pretty quiet. There are a few expedition boats that go through there. There are, in season, some cruise lines, but it's not a lot. Maybe, three a week or something like that. And then it's, of course, a fishing port. We saw a Navy ship there. And every harbor in the area seems to have its token sunken ship right along the rocks. And Ushuaia is the same in that point. There's a sunken ship right in the port.
Okay. So is Ushuaia being so southerly, is it a bit like maybe Alaska? Is there a sort of prevailing attitude about their remoteness? Does that reflect in the people you meet and the conversations you have?
Absolutely. And that really became so clear. And the whole sense of being there is walking through areas where so few people have ever visited. And you just get that sense wherever you go. The town itself not only is bounded by the Beagle Channel to the south, but there's a mountain range to the north. There's very little light. The sun, of course, is passing on the short days of winter along the north behind that mountain. So they're desperate for light. They feel very isolated. They like that. People love to be in the wilderness and be where no one has tread foot before. That's that adventurous spirit that you see in the people you meet there.
Is it a well-serviced city for a visitor, or are you expected to sort of fit in?
It is. There are some wonderful resorts. We stayed in two different places just to sample them. And it is... It's funny, when you look Ushuaia up on Wikipedia, it calls it a resort city. There's the skiing resorts, wonderful skiing. I think if I went back, I'd prefer to go in the winter, and I would be participating in cross-country skiing. We went to a place operated called Ushuaia Blanca, which is a winter sports haven with dog sleds and cross-country skiing and a hut out in the middle of the valley where they will grill up some nice meat for you, Argentinian style.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I know Argentina is all about meat, but I assume they also probably have a fair amount of seafood, would they?
Yeah, we had some really... In fact, we had lake trout that was a standout meal for us. And seafood as well, but freshwater and seafood, as well as the meats. And the vegetables are going to be sort of root vegetables primarily, sparse pickings on that front. But we had very hearty and wonderful cuisine, and we had worked up our appetite, because when you do visit Ushuaia, what you're going to want to do is go out for some hikes. The National Park Tierra del Fuego National Park is 20 minutes away by car, and it's a fascinating place. You can see wildlife and the flora, fauna of the area in easy walks. Really, you're not mountain climbing or anything. You can also do some heavier hiking, but it's a beautiful area. We drove up to there's a huge lake that slices all the way across Tierra del Fuego. And we drove up there and had to do some cross-country four-wheel driving, too. That was really bumpy, really fun, and ended up at what appeared almost to be an ocean. It's huge, pounding waves. The wind in Tierra del Fuego is, of course, persistent. And you really feel you're out of doors, and you get a lot of fresh air.
Mm, well, sounds good. I imagine Tom had the camera out and was giving that a thorough workout.
Yeah, we took a lot of great photos, and the scenery is forever vast. It is, you're standing, it seems, always on either in the thick of the woods or right on the water. And when you're on the water, you're seeing dark gray rocks and this clear, clear water, cold looking and cold rivers. From almost every view we had, mountains, snow-capped mountains.
That's Kristen Henning there talking about Ushuaia at the very, very bottom of Argentina. And I think in a future episode she's going to talk about the very top of Argentina, another place that that she visited with husband Tom recently. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.